Introduce Dr. Adam Seleas, did I pronounce that right? Sort of, from the Marin Society in Los Angeles, and he's going to be prevention on routine HIV test expansion, overcoming barriers to increase HIV testing at community health centers.
Thank you. All right. So, what are we doing here? Routine HIV test expansion, overcoming barriers to increase testing at community health centers. I am Aaron Seleas with Maroon Society, and this study was funded by the City of Los Angeles AIDS Coordinator's Office. I have no relationships to disclose. So what's the background? Routine HIV testing is considered one of the primary means for curbing the proliferation of HIV. In the City of Los Angeles, not inclusive of the county, we have approximately 26,600 people living with HIV, and it is estimated that there are another 20% who are unaware of their status. Latinos and African Americans account for 69% of the newly diagnosed, 62% of people living with HIV, and 58% of the population. So for Latinos or Hispanics in the city, the relationship is more like 1-to-1, whereas for African Americans, it's closer to 2-to-1. They represent only 9.6% of the population, but about 20% of the people living with HIV. Community health centers nationwide serve about 20.25 million people, and 3.1 million come from California. We account for 15% of all the patients served by community health centers, and the next closest state would be New York with 7%. 67% of the patients that are served by community health centers are racial minorities. So the idea being, by targeting community health centers to implement routine testing, we will have a greater impact on Latino and African American communities with higher viral loads. And the goal being to, one, identify people with HIV who are unaware, that 20% that we're always talking about, link them to care, and the hope being with adherence to antiretroviral treatment, we will be able to reduce community viral load and new infections. So that's basically what this is about. So the study that we conducted included identifying barriers and opportunities to implementing routine HIV testing policies at private clinics and hospitals in the City of Los Angeles. And our measures included identifying the availability of HIV tests, assessing the level of awareness people had about the CDC's recommendations for testing, and of course, identifying the barriers and opportunities to implementing the routine testing, and with the overall goal to provide insight to help community health centers and hospitals implement a routine HIV testing policy. So how do we do this? We conducted 70 telephone interviews, 20 in-depth interviews, and 10 focus groups. And the target included frontline nurses, medical assistants, and physicians' assistants, mid-level staff, physicians and administrators, and executives. The setting, of course, was the City of Los Angeles, and the criteria for our target are as follows. The community had to have at least 21.2% or greater level of poverty. The composition of the community needed to be 46.4% Latino or greater, or 11.1% African American or greater. And this study was conducted in between 2011 and 2012, so the numbers have shifted a bit since, but those were the criteria at the time. And from the telephone survey, 30% did not provide an HIV test at all, and that was alarming to us because the communities that they serve have the highest viral load in the city. 57% did provide HIV tests, and 13% offered a routine test. And from that, the 70 clinics and hospitals from the telephone survey, we recruited 20 people to conduct one-on-one in-depth interviews, and then we also recruited from those same clinics and hospitals to participate in focus groups. And so this is a graph or map of the target area that was part of the study. The blue represents the facilities that offered some sort of HIV testing, and the red, of course, represents the facilities that did not provide HIV tests. And this area also corresponds to viral loads, even though it's not overlaid with that at this time. So awareness of routine HIV testing was low overall. Most people that we spoke to in both the interviews and the focus groups were unaware of the CDC's recommendations. They didn't know that they existed. But their attitude toward it was positive, and they understood what the purpose was. In contrast to routine opt-out HIV testing, awareness was low. Attitudes were positive, but they were unsure what it really meant when they heard the term. Some said, you know, do we have to inform the patients? It was still a little bit confusing to them. As an alternative, universal testing was referenced as something that would be less ambiguous and more appealing than the term routine opt-out HIV testing. The benefits that were reported included reducing stigma. They said by having it become routine, it will reduce stigma for patients. It can encourage first-time testers, and it provides for anonymous testing. So when we got into the conversation, both in the interviews and focus groups, people could readily identify the benefits of having this type of policy in place. Now, the barriers to implementation had to do primarily with two things, with people's beliefs and costs, as would be imagined. So beliefs included things like they thought the patients were not at risk. I said, you know, we don't see very many people with HIV here, even though that was their communities do have the highest numbers. They said that that's not the way we practice medicine. It's not our protocol to offer tests. We test based on evaluation. Some thought that it would be negligent to implement some type of test without having a corresponding treatment and counseling infrastructure. And they said things like, you can address the symptom, but if you don't address the behavior, they're just going to transfer the disease to someone else. And that came up often. And they also feared what patients might think if they were offered a test. And so they thought that, I think we would be offending the client by asking, they would say. Or based on our community, the fact that we have about 25% of the population include undocumented immigrants, it was mentioned that undocumented might fear getting reported, and they'll wonder, is my information going to be linked to INS? And they fear that they may not come back. The funding barriers included purchasing the test equipment. They wanted to know, you know, buying the supplies, applying for the grants, who's going to do that? Many of these community health centers, I wouldn't say they're understaffed, but all the staff that they have are working pretty much at the full capacity. They wanted to know who was going to pay staff for the extra time involved with testing, lab work, and such. They mentioned having space for the equipment to offer the test and also to house the tests themselves. And then they also mentioned training for each phase of the testing, which is very important. Some of the clinics that offer routine tests did not have 100% tests offered, given that some of the MAs were just uncomfortable talking about HIV and sexuality. So they would fail to provide an opt-out test when that was the program that they were supposed to be on. And so they said, we need funding to educate MAs to overcome fear of HIV. And then also connecting positives to care came up. So what are the opportunities to overcome these two broad barriers, beliefs and funding? It was mentioned that if routine testing became part of a best practices approach, that clinics are competitive, and if a few are doing it, it will encourage others to do the same. They communicated that patients would have to see it as something that's normal and to communicate the benefits of implementing something like this. And the script that is highlighted or in bold was pretty typical. They would say, you know, hi, you know, we're going to draw blood today, and along with your routine labs, we're also going to provide an HIV test. Is that okay? Just try to make it not about the HIV test. It's just one among many things that they were testing for, and that seemed to be effective. Now, to overcome the funding barriers, it's important to communicate that funding does exist and it's reimbursable. And so a need to disseminate that knowledge exists as a way to overcome that funding barrier. It was mentioned that if they made routine testing part of the core measures for health facility funding, that it would provide an opportunity to get more people to get on board if there was a core measure required for funding. If HIV was added to those core measures, it could work, was mentioned quite a few times. Training staff, if funding for training became an issue, they suggested that others who already have the program may be able to mentor. That may be overly ambitious, but still it was reported. So what we found is that funding is the most widely cited barrier to implementation. And so if funding mechanisms were made more clear, other barriers related to beliefs may be less salient, because if funding was there, they would be able to be trained and the fears about offering the tests may go away. And so that training, from our vantage point, should provide accessible training programs, would be the most widely, would have the greatest impact to support the implementation of routine testing at both community health centers and hospitals. I'm not sure why that went off. Okay. At both routine testing at community health centers and hospitals. I'm repeating it because they said it's recording. And so the training should educate health facilities about funding requirements for test reimbursements, how to test, how to communicate results, how to link patients to care, and of course, HIV 101. And that is the conclusion of our presentation. Of course, it was funded by the City of Los Angeles, and we are with Maroon Society. Thank you.